In our previous shiur, we were left off with the question, what's the difference between the kitzin of other G'dayli Yisrael and the Rebbe's message about Moshiach? That was the shaila that we were dealing with. So we know that the Rebbe writes that from the days he was in Cheder and even before then, he was already thinking about Moshiach. That was the Rebbe's machshava mamesh from a young child. At the beginning of the Nesiyas, Basi Lagani, Tavshin Yer Aleph, the Rebbe told us that our generation, the Dor HaShvi, the seventh generation, is just like Moshe Rabbeinu that brought the Shechina Lamata with Matan Torah. We're going to bring the Shechina Lamata with Bias HaMashiach. And the whole time the Rebbe kept on speaking and speaking about Inyonim of Moshiach. But the strongest message came out on Shabbos Parsha Shoiftim. Shabbos Parsha Shoiftim Tov Shinon Aleph, middle of the summer, just a few months before the Rebbe had told us that it's our achrayis to bring Moshiach, and the direct path to bring Moshiach is by learning Gula Moshiach, and the whole shturim associated with bringing Moshiach. And now the Rebbe, who was seen with the Sefer Mada, learning the halachos of Nevuah and Rambam, Shabbos Parsha Shoiftim, the Rebbe said a sicha connected to the parsha which speaks about Nevuah, Novi Okim Lachem Me'achichem, that there will be a Novi that will be set up. And the Rebbe started getting into a whole pilpul on the gedder of Nevuah Bizman Azeh. Is there Nevuah today? And after the Rebbe clarifies the fact that there is Nevuah, the Rebbe gives us very special hayra, a lesson, directive for each chassid. And this is in the middle of Ois Yud Aleph, page 792, of the Sefer HaSichas Tov Shinon Aleph Chelek Beis, where the Rebbe says like this, on the bottom of the right side, Hot Mendi Hayra Kenal. We have the lesson, the directive, that we have to spread this message to everyone in the generation. As matzoich given that we merited, as the Rebbe shtad oiske klibin umamane given about b'chira, that we merited that the Rebbe chose and appointed someone that has free choice. Vos mitzad atzmai is a shaloi berech hecha fun anshei ador. In his own personal avoid, in his own personal life, his own personal neshama, his head and shoulders above the entire generation. And nevertheless, he had this new job, as there's Ozain Shiftaich, and Yoyetzaich, and their Novi Ador, that he's going to come down and give us Heirois, he's going to come down and give us Eitzis, he's going to come down and give us Nevuois. He's going to give for all the people of the generation. In connection to everything in regards to Torah mitzvahs. Even in day-to-day life, Eitzis had to live. And Poshet Eitzis begashmias. He's pashut giving us directives. He's looking at the Igros Kodesh. There's not one subject, pashut beruchnius or begashmius, that the Rebbe is not addressing. And the Rebbe says, so we have this special message to tell people about this special person and about his ability and his job to give Hayrois and Eitzis in all parts of our life, until we have the message that has to be spread, and the message that he's telling us is the Nevuah Ikris, the main prophecy. The Nevuah, the Rebbe stresses again, that it's a Nevuah, as la'alta le'geula, that straight to Geula, and take it from Yad Mamish, Hineizem Moshiach Ba, and right away Moshiach is coming. Now, if you look at the word Nevuah, there is a number connected to it. It says number 116. That number 116 is telling you to look in a footnote on the bottom, Ha'ara, where the Rebbe clarifies his message. And the Rebbe is defining what is my message different about Moshiach than other G'dayli Yisrael that spoke about Moshiach. And the Rebbe says, Loirak b'tor chacham v'shoifet, I'm not speaking only as a smart person, a chacham, or a shoifet, ala b'tor navi, rather as a navi, shezel b'vados, which means that it's for sure. Now, what is the Rebbe adding with this line? The Rebbe says, if you want further hesber, look in the Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe HaKtzorim. There is a sefer called Sefer Maimorim HaKtzorim of the Alter Rebbe. And in that sefer, which, as you can imagine, has short Maimorim, there is a Maimor called Chacham Odif Minovi. It's a saying in the Gemara that a Chacham is Odif Minovi. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the Tanya, usually comes out Rosh Hashanah, there's a explanation of Kabbalah, what does it mean, Chacham Odif Minovi? And in this Maimer, the Rebbe speaks about, the Alter Rebbe speaks about Nevuah. And he addresses a very fascinating question. And that is, that the Zohar tells us that there was a very special case. The Pasuk says, "B'shnas ha'yovel hazois tashuvu ish la'artzachem." In the year hazois, you're going to return to your land. Now, hazois is the gematria of Hey Tov Ches, 5408. Hazois, Hey Tov Ches. Now, the Zohar, which was written by Shimon Bar Yochai, time of the Tanoim, is telling us about a special event that's going to happen in year Hey Tov Ches. Now, anyone that actually knows some Jewish history knows that a very big event happened in the year Hey Tov Ches. But the Hey Tov Ches was very far from a Geula year. That was the famous Kozak uprising, which the Rosh Yemach Shemoy Vezikroy, Bogdan Chlamniki, whatever exactly how they pronounce his name, He came through Poland and other countries, and he pushed, decimated Klal Yisrael. Because Zakin, they pushed community after community, not just killed in the most gross and ways, like Mamish murdered in a crazy oifen. Mamish, one of the biggest gezeiros, to the extent that we know, that on Shabbos Mevorchim, we don't say Oberachamim. The exception is Chodesh Sivan, which we do, to commemorate the Gzedes of Tach V'tat, these years of tremendous, tremendous negative inyonim, and it led to Shabtai Tzvi. I mean, terrible Gzedes that came to Klal Yisrael in the year Hei Tov Ches. Now, how could they have been so wrong? The Zohar, Pnimiyas HaTorah, of Shimon Bar Yochai, is telling us about Moshiach. We end up with the Kazakin. What happened over here? So let's see what the Alter Rebbe explains. Three lines from the top page, Shinun Vav. V'yuvun b'zeh, inyan mashakosuv b'zoyar. Now we could understand what it says in the Zohar. Shoyoroy liyas haket b'shnas tavches u'bevadai ro emes. For sure, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai saw truth. And it's written in the Zohar, it means it's a truthful thing. So what happened? Avla inyanu kenal shura bechinas Mashiach bechachma ilo vachiyah bechinas Mashiach bekan nishtana mipnei kama meniyah shenishavu. When a regular tzaddik saw a ketz, they saw geula. They saw that that year was an eis rotzin, a very special gilui of Mashiach. The problem is, along the journey, from when this great big giloi comes down to the world, it could be menias v'ikuvim, and instead of being a great giloi, it could be a great casualty, chas v'sholem. That's why Hei Tov Ches, which could have been such a special year, turned into such a disastrous year for Klal Yisrael. It was pushed nuclear energy, which could be used for good, and then unfortunately, it was turned over for Yidden for in a negative way. Says the Alter Rebbe, Aval im hayadover ba lefiv shel novi, What happens if a Navi would have told us, not a Kates, but a Navi says, I'm telling you that Hey Tov Ches is Moshiach. Bevada Yekuyim B'li Shum Shinui. Then it has to happen without any change. Why? Ki B'chinas Alikush Mizgala Lamata B'chinas Dibur Shu Zeh Oilam Hu Chaye Zeh Oilam V'kiyumai U'beruach Piv Kol Tzivam. He says, the Navi may not see in Yonim that are poshed in Oilam Esol Yonim. A Navi is telling you something that he sees already in this world. There's a big difference when I say that this guy is going, he's coming, he's on the way to the airport. Yeah, but he could miss the plane. The plane could be delayed. It's already, he might not make it, even though Take could have came. But there's a lot of things along the way that could prevent it from coming. Mashenki and a Navi is like, come to this room. I said, I see on the camera, he's already in the building. He's not yet in this room, but if I have the camera, I see what's already here, not what could come. He's already in the building. I already see it. And I'm giving you a heads up. I see in the camera something that you're going to see soon. That means that it has to happen already, Bigashmius and Kipshutoi. So when a Navi speaks, it's not as a Kates, a Giloi Mumailo. But rather it means Kipshutoi Mamish, that it's already happening in this world. And the Rebbe is telling you that what I'm speaking about Moshiach is not a Kates. I'm telling you Moshiach is already active, it's in the world. You see the world, it's already here. And you'll see then the world starts changing in a Moshiach Tika Oifin. If you learn the Sichas and the Devar Malchus, you'll see week after week the Rebbe pointing out the Shinuyim that come into the world. But now, Shtel Zich the Shaila. We're going to the next part of our series. The Rebbe is telling us Moshiach as a Navi, the Nevuah of Moshiach is here. We have to tell people about Moshiach. But doesn't Chazal tell us that there are no Nevuah? There is no Nevuah today? So how do we say that the Rebbe is speaking as a Navi? And that we will make sure maybe explaining in the upcoming shiur.